The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off now and go with Mickey. Mickey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have Peyronie's disease, which is pretty devastating in itself.
Right.
And my question is, I would like to know if proteolytic enzymes have any value, and also will these same enzymes, is it safe to take those if you have mitral valve?
Well, have you already been taking them, or have you talked to your doctor about it, or you're just now doing some research on it?
I'm doing some research, but I think mostly what I find is biased information. I did go to a urologist when it first occurred about a year ago, and he said, well, I can do as much or as little as you want me to, so I opted at that point to do nothing because I read that, you know, you should wait a year or maybe 2 years out before you start receiving any kind of enzyme therapy or any kind of physical therapies for it.
Right. And the scar tissue, did he tell you and give you the options for the scar tissue? That's around the penis? I mean, it's involved with it?
I think at that time he may have mentioned the surgery, which I have read that's kind of a no-no, and also injections of one of the cardiac drugs tends to break up the plaque, they think. Verapamil, I think.
Yeah, Verapamil, huh?
Yeah.
You know, vitamin E is actually part of the standard treatment.
I take E. I don't take the gamma E. I take the alpha E.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty good. And also they do corticosteroid injections in the fibrous band of the tissue.
Okay.
So that's something to, you know, not that you want to take corticosteroids on a regular basis, but if you're looking for some of the potential, you know, the only problem is, with, and they probably talked to you about this, with the surgery they're really concerned about is impotence. And that could be, that's a big player. That could happen. And it's one of the things that they have to warn you about when you do that. So, you know, just a couple of things to keep in mind. I mean, is your biggest, I guess, concern in this, what would it be?
Well, it's just psychologically devastating is the thing. I mean, I'm an older guy, so it's not intimacy is not that important at my age, and I'm also post MI and open heart 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have quite a bit of depression to deal with too. That seems to be a come and go type depression. I take Trifil for that. Other than that, I just take a beta blocker and, that's it, a beta blocker and Trifil is my only meds. I take quite a bit of nutraceuticals.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you know, dealing with depression and all, if it's a come and go kind of thing, there's a lot of things nutritionally you can do to support that. The supplements can be helpful, but the foods are even better. So to build up your serotonin levels, there's certain foods you can eat, like chicken, turkey, salmon, spinach, and also beans are very good. They help raise serotonin levels, like black beans and that sort of thing. So that's just a little tidbit that can be helpful, because if depression is not full-blown and it's not just severe, then nutrition can play a big role and get the serotonin levels up. And I know supplements do that, like 5-HTP, but really it's the eating of the foods on a constant basis every single day that can really help stabilize that and keep it at a good level. Yeah, I know that the when you have Peyronie's disease, I mean, it is a challenge. I mean, you've got the fibrous tissue. You've got. Are you having problems with erections? Is that not what it used to be, or is that okay there?
Somewhat, yes.
Are the erections painful?
No, very little.
Okay.
Very little.
That's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I don't think it's severe.
It's just kind of a mild.
Yeah, I definitely have it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, the only thing they can really do is go in and attempt to break up some of the scar tissue. The corticosteroid injections is an attempt for that. And, I mean, you really don't want to do, I mean, the verapamil injections have been shown to be somewhat helpful. But the treatment options, because of what it is, because of the fibrous tissue buildup, there's really not a lot out there. And again, you know, taking your chance with the surgery, it could leave you impotent. But again, it's not going to tear down the scar tissue. You know, you have to do something fairly aggressive to do that. And where you get the curvature during the erection, I know that can be challenging. But again, there would have to be something aggressive done, like surgery, to take care of that. The only thing they said that can lessen it but not correct it would be those corticosteroid injections on the fibrous band. So, I mean, that would be the one thing if you want to consider any kind of treatment, even though, again, steroids probably isn't the most favorite thing you'd want to have in your body all the time, because it can make you gain weight and it can, you know, add to those sorts of things. That's the one thing you might want to look into from a medicine standpoint of what it could be. But at the end of the day, you know, the good news is it's working, okay? I mean, let's look at the positive side. It's working. A lot of guys don't have that, especially as they get into their latter years, things stop working the way they need to. Look at your dosage of vitamin E, and you know, the higher dosages, you can talk with maybe somebody at the health food store or a dietitian or someone, but the higher dosages of vitamin E have shown some real promise. So a lot of times people just take the 400 IUs, that's pretty standard, but you know, vitamin E with selenium combined, there are some different ways to play around with those supplements that can be beneficial when you've got any form of condition within the penis, especially, or if it, any kind of vascular condition. Like you said, you're concerned about the MI, and would proteolytic enzymes be harmful or helpful? They're not going to affect a heart condition. They're enzymes that would really go in and just, they're more concerned with proteins and the breaking down of proteins. I have never seen anything in the literature that would say that proteolytic enzymes could affect or cause or exacerbate an MI. Or myocardial infarction. I mean, proteolytic enzymes are only going to help you break your food down better so you can utilize your nutrients in a better way. Now, will they help with the Peyronie's disease? Probably not. There's nothing out there I've ever seen that really goes along with that. So I wouldn't really bank on that. But as far as good overall health and breaking down your proteins better and you feeling better and thriving and doing better, absolutely. I think it can be a huge help to you. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. And if you need anything, we're always here. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path." Great. Love that one. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. Just remember that 80% of the body will break down before you ever get your first symptom. So the choices that you make today, they can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. But it's up to you. You have to make the choice. You have to make the decision whether or not you want to get well, stay well, live well, or stay where you are. I would choose to get well, and that's what we're here for. Empower you to live a better life. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
That's 888-283-7272. 7272 and get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. I talk a lot about obesity. Why? Because we're seeing it more and more in our country today. People are getting fatter. I don't like the overweight title. Really makes me laugh. It's like, yeah, overweight. I'm overweight. No, you're fat. No, you've gained 20 pounds from where you were last year because you've eaten too much and you've been laying around and not exercising. So let's just cut to the chase for what it is. We like to use words to kind of soften the blow, and we want to be politically correct. Well, on this show, we're not really that politically correct. You're fat. And you need to drop some weight, or it's going to really affect your health. I mean, that is what it is. Well, we're seeing that now with obesity pretty strong. So check this out. By the year 2030, or 2030, 164 million adults will be obese. And I know that number doesn't mean anything to you. You're like, okay, 164 million. Sounds like a lot. It is. Guess what? That means half of the U.S. adults that will be alive in the year 2030 will be obese. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And it means that it will be an actual epidemic. Columbia University researcher Claire Wang, who's a PhD, said in a news briefing in London, "But those numbers will likely become higher rates of chronic disease, including diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and some types of cancer." Why? Because obesity leads to all of this. Our projections find that rising obesity is going to result in increases in many of the chronic diseases which are disabling and expensive to treat, Wang said. We have to act fast. No kidding. The briefing highlighted a special obesity edition of The Lancet. That's a great journal, by the way. If you don't get it, you don't get the online version, The Lancet is really, really good. So Wang says expenditures to treat obesity-related diseases will cost the U.S. healthcare system up to an extra $66 billion each year if the projections become a reality. So you want to work on the budget? You want to work on the issues that we're dealing with financially in this country right now? Get people to drop weight. You want to save $66 billion? Really? Like, we couldn't use that. People stop eating so much, start exercising, and get back to some good old common sense. We can make a radical change with everyone in this country. Wang and colleagues from Columbia University and England's University of Oxford constructed a mathematical model to project obesity rates in the U.S. and the U.K. over the next two decades. If they predict, as they predict, 164 million Americans are obese by 2030, the burden will include an additional 8 million cases of diabetes, an additional 6.8 million cases of heart disease and stroke, and over 1 million cases of cancer. Interesting. You think about it. I mean, obesity, and just so you know, there's a difference between being obese and being overweight. Being overweight, you're not in a category where it could affect your health drastically. When you're obese, it means that a certain percentage of your body mass, you're overweight. You're in that category, in the obesity category. And it means that your obesity that you're dealing with, the weight gain that you've put on, can drastically affect your health, meaning that it will lead to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. I mean, and the amazing thing about this is, that really gets me. This is what bothers me more than anything. This is what makes me do what I do. This is why I'm on the air every single day. It's because we can prevent it. It comes down to lifestyle choices. And if you literally change your lifestyle choices, if you literally go from where you are to where you need to be, if you literally make that shift in your mind that you're going to change and that you're sick of it, that you had enough, and you're going to lose the 30 pounds, you're going to lose the 100 pounds, you're going to lose the 80 pounds, you're going to lose the 10 pounds, and you're going to want to be around for your kids, your grandkids, you realize that it's very selfish to be overweight, that you've eaten your way into being fat and 50 pounds overweight, and that you can change. If you cut your portion sizes in half, just that alone would cause tremendous weight loss. Getting your hormones in balance, making them function at a higher level, will turn your body into a fat-burning machine. So if we understand that, but we just don't do that, then it's shame on us. We have to make a change. We have to go to the next level with our health and realize there's so much that we can do to go to the next level, but we can't stay where we are. We have to make a shift. we have to make a change. The question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go to the next level with your health and with your life? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to realize that it's going to be painful, it's going to be hard, but you have to get started today. Get started today by changing your health. If you do, you'll be amazed at what can happen, how you can go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. It can change, but you have to be willing to want to change. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you've got questions about your health, we'll take them. You can shoot me an email. Go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Conti. Hi, Conti. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
my
darling.
My question is, cancer patients, should they avoid taking dairy products?
You mean all dairy or...
All dairy, like milk, cheese, and butter.
No, actually not. Actually not. No, actually the organic variety of cheeses, organic... Now, I'm a bigger fan of raw milk than I am of anything else. So if you're going to do milk, I would encourage you to look into raw milk, especially like raw sheep milk and raw goat's milk. Coconut milk is very good, and even almond milk can be beneficial as well. Make sure it's unsweetened and make sure it's as natural as possible. But the goat's milk is really good. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk, and it can bolster the immune system. So if you're dealing with cancer, it can tremendously help the body fight and build in the immune system. So goat's milk yogurt, they make kefir, they've got the milk itself. But again, raw milk is always the best. And don't get freaked out about all the different pasteurization processes and what about the bacteria. If you get with a good farm and a farmer that does this, it's extremely healthy and does a lot for your own immune system. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of dairy products, raw especially. The raw cheeses, raw goat cheese, raw sheep cheese is just phenomenal for your overall health. Puts a lot of probiotics in the guts, good for digestive health, and will really take you to the next level. So something to consider if you're dealing with cancer and you've got a plan that your oncologist is working with you on, make sure that if you have a dietitian, someone that can work with you on the diet aspect, that they talk about dairy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
AAA 283-7272. Get Well Radio, Healthy Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Our food for the day, remember, food is our best medicine. Many times, that is. We're going to talk about papayas. Papayas have a lot of great health benefits in our overall health scheme of things. Amazing that what can actually grow outside can play such a big role in their health. Well, you know that the processed foods you've been eating over the last many years is probably what brought on a lot of the disease or health challenges that you might be facing with or your loved ones. A lot of what we have and what we see, we do to ourselves. American Cancer Society said that two-thirds of most cancers could be virtually eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. But the decision is up to you. What kind of choice are you going to make? Good ones or bad ones? It's up to you. Papayas, deliciously sweet, they say, with kind of a musky undertone, but they're a spherical or pear-shaped fruit that can be as long as about 20 inches. And the ones commonly found in supermarkets average about 7 inches and up to weighing about a pound. And the flesh is a rich orange color with either yellow or pink hues. But they have a component in them called papain, which is extracted to make digestive enzymes in most dietary supplements. And it's also in some chewing gums.
But it's phenomenal as far as increasing the digestion. It has plenty of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, B vitamins, folate, pantothenic acid, which is really important for our adrenal glands, our body stress glands, potassium and magnesium, and also fiber. Now, together, all these nutrients really promote the health of the cardiovascular system, especially the digestive enzyme papain, which is used like bromelain. It's found in pineapple, but it's used to treat sports injuries and help cases of trauma and also help break down the excess proteins in the body for people that deal with allergies. It helps break down that histamine that we see so much. But it's an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin E, also vitamin A, and these nutrients help prevent oxidation of cholesterol in the body for the plaquing of the arterial walls throughout the body where we get concerned about in heart attacks or strokes. So vitamin E and vitamin C play a big role, and they're found equally in the papaya, and it can inhibit or lower the LDL cholesterol, the HD, or the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the bad guys. And it can bring up the HDL cholesterol, which are the good guys. They're also a good source of fiber, which has been shown to lower cholesterol levels. It's just amazing with what it has. And also can help lower homocysteine. Now, this is a big one. A lot of people don't talk about homocysteine, but let's talk about it for just a moment. It is a blood test that we do. It can check for homocysteine levels, and homocysteine you do not want to get elevated because it can cause issues with the heart, but also it can cause issues with brain chemistry. So depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of those can be affected by homocysteine levels. It is the breakdown of an amino acid called methionine. And if methionine is not broken down very well, then, of course, you can have higher homocysteine levels, can play a big role as far as your brain chemistry, as far as depression and anxiety. And that's when a lot of people have to start taking medications. And for the heart issue, if it gets really elevated, it shows a strong amount of inflammation around the heart. It could lead to some potentially scary situations. So papaya, great food for your overall health, has a lot of great benefits. Something to look at and keep in the refrigerator or keep near the cupboard. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jerry in Canton, Ohio. I'm 16, and this year I'll be playing football from a high school. I need to beef up a little. And the coach says I need to eat more. What do you think? Well, just make sure you're getting three meals a day if you really want to do it right. Three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. It's good to do liquid like protein shakes, but make sure they're good hormone-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-like Food Balance or something like that. You can get that at Lifestyle Research. But it's really important to make sure you got the right kind of nutrients coming in. You just don't want to go eat a bunch of junk food to put on the calories and put on the weight. It's not going to help the long-term goal of what you're looking for. You're 16, so you're young. So, you know, as long as you don't have any pre-existing kidney conditions and all, pediatrician says you're cool with all that, then it's something to look into. But, yeah, I mean, it is important. Nutrition is everything. When you're looking at gaining weight, building muscle, it is literally the best drug you could have. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day, be a good listener, Frank Tiger says. Your ears will never get you in trouble. That's so true. The mouth always, always can get you in trouble. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you've got questions about your health, we'll take them. If you've got questions about your friends or family members or coworkers or loved ones, and maybe you want to ask a question about them, don't be shy. It's okay. We take calls about anything and everything regarding your health. Let's go to Charlotte now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I was calling because I had a heart attack about a year ago in April, and right after I had my heart attack, when I came home from the hospital, within a few days of being home, I had problems with my esophagus. It felt like from my throat all the way down, just felt like it was completely raw, and I would get these pains in between my shoulder blades, and my boyfriend would rub my shoulder blade for me, which would kind of help eventually with the raw feeling to go away, but when he would do that, it would send a sensation. It felt like his fingers was literally inside my esophagus pushing out towards my chest. It's just a really weird sensation, but it was painful. And it just continued to get worse. And so October of last year, they did a scope and took a biopsy of my esophagus and said they couldn't find anything. But the pain continued to get worse. The raw feeling got stronger. And then about February, March of this year, I started noticing I was getting this, like, it felt like a real strong air pocket in my throat, and like my medicine, when I would take it, it would just feel like it was getting stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently, they did another scope in April and said still they couldn't find anything. And then just recently, it got to the point where now my medication, when I take it, it feels like it's getting stuck there. When I eat food, it feels like it's getting stuck. And sometimes it's so painful, it literally brings me to my knees. The pain is that intense. And then it's gotten to the point where now even just simple water, drinking water, it feels like it gets stuck in my throat. And I'm never hungry except for I get pain in my esophagus instead of, like, if you've ever been real hungry, hunger pain. Mm-hmm. I get that up in my esophagus. I don't ever feel hungry in my stomach, but I do get hunger pain up into the higher part of my esophagus. And for whatever reason, it's been the last month or so, when I wake up in the morning, I have that pain, and it's like, that's how I know I need to eat, because I can tell I'm hungry, but it's up in my esophagus. And it's just continued to get worse, but they can't seem to find anything. I do take probiotics every day. I don't know if it's maybe medication they have me taking that's irritating it. I'm on 2 blood pressure medicines. They also have me taking Crestor, which I really don't know why they had me taking that, because even when I had my heart attack, I didn't have a problem with cholesterol. Both my good and bad cholesterol levels were right on the money. 6 months later, when they checked my cholesterol, it was fine. And then this last April, when they checked it again, it was fine. But they're telling me I need to take it for preventative measures. But I don't have a problem with cholesterol. But I do take Crestor, which I've noticed since I've been on. All this has just seemed to happen since my heart attack last year. I feel like I have arthritis in all my joints now. They ache, and I'm in so much pain, and I never had this before my heart attack. But I have the esophageal issue going on that it's just got worse to the point now where, like I said, even drinking liquids, it hurts. And
yeah.
So I don't know what to do, because the doctors can't seem to find anything going on. But so that's why I'm calling you, because I listen to your show almost every day, and I know you know your stuff, so I need some help.
Well, it's okay. I mean, so the doctors right now, is everyone scratching their head?
They're like, well, we can't find anything, you know, we can't find anything, and they're chalking it up to anxiety, but they claim I have anxiety, but I don't feel I do, because I don't have anything going on that would, you know, I mean, right after my heart attack, I probably did have some anxiety at that point. I had a massive heart attack, and it was, you know, it was a bad one. I almost didn't make it. But they saved me, thank God. But I'm sure that right after my heart attack, I may have had some anxiety going on. But everything's pretty much resumed back to normal. So I don't know, you know, I don't know why I keep having this issue with. It's gone from to where it's just a raw, painful feeling and in between my shoulder blades to now where, you know, I can feel like my throat and my esophagus, it feels like it's swollen all the time.
Do you smoke?
No, I did, you know, for years before I had my heart attack. But not.
And then you quit.
Yeah, after I had my heart attack, I quit doing that. I cut out all my caffeine. I started doing the probiotics every day. I eat my green vegetables every day, spinach leaves and all my dark greens. I do take the 2 blood pressure medicines in my Crestor, and I do take CoQ10. From listening to your show, I learned that I need to be taking that. I take that with vitamin E and vitamin C every day. I take my walks every day, which is another strange thing. When I do any type of activity, that raw feeling in my esophagus gets much more intense.
Did they do an EGD? You may have told me this, but did they do an EGD, a scope, and check it all out, and you did not have a stricture, or you did have a stricture?
No, they did a scope, and they also did a biopsy on my esophagus, and they said everything came back normal. They couldn't see
anything. Everything was clear.
Yeah, they didn't see any ulcers. They didn't see any nothing going on there.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm asking is just, I mean, if there was any potential for, like, Barrett's esophagus or anything that potentially has some raw tissue in there, that could explain some of it. But if they've done all those tests, they've done the blood test, they've done all the different testing that needs to be done, EGD, the whole nine yards, and everybody's scratching their head, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and we'll probably get down to the meat of it. So hang tight. We're going to the commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the esophageal issues. Hey, folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase from $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to some Healthy Talk Radio. You've got questions about your health, you want to call in, we're right here for you each and every night. If you've got questions we've got answered, you want to shoot me an email, I'll be glad to make it part of the show, or we can answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Now, going into the break, talking a little bit about some issues within esophagus. And we're talking with Charlotte. And Charlotte, you said that you've had every test under the sun. You've got a rawness in your esophagus, or you feel it constantly, or sometimes it comes and goes, but it's this raw feeling. And no one can seem to figure out what it is. You also have a pain in between your shoulder blades. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So you've been to doctor after doctor, and just no one knows what to do.
They can't find anything.
Yeah. And you've had a heart attack. But you made it through.
Yeah. Correct.
Now, after the heart attack, is that when a lot of this began in the esophagus, or was that before?
It was within just a few days of coming home from the hospital after my heart attack. And for the longest time, I thought it was continuous. You know, I thought I was having more heart attacks, but they kept going to the hospital, and they kept telling me that, no, your heart's fine. And then in October, 6 months later, they did the scope and did a biopsy on my esophagus. That's when they started suspecting I was having esophageal issues, but then they were never able to find nothing, and this has been going on for 15, 16 months now, and it just went from bad to worse.
And certain foods, did they flare it up more than others?
No, actually, it doesn't really, I stay away from the spicy stuff because I'm smart enough to know better than that, but it doesn't really matter what I eat. It seems like when I eat, food going down hurts. And it's always like right after I'm done eating that I get this pain in my esophagus, in between my shoulder blades, but the whole time my esophagus is raw, like all the time, has a raw feeling.
What kind of surgery did you have on your heart?
They put a stent in the artery that was clogged,
okay.
It wasn't a cholesterol issue, though. They said it was from smoking, because I had smoked for 30 years. So that's what they say my heart attack was from. My cholesterol seems to be fine, and, you know, even now, it still is, even though they haven't taken Crestor.
I would talk to your doctor about the Crestor. I mean, here's the deal, okay? It's standard of care. If you have a heart attack or a stent, you have any type of issue with your heart, there's a certain protocol they have to put you on, even to cover their cells. And it's debatable whether or not you need it or not. But, I mean, if your cholesterol levels are staying in good check, you might want to talk to them about it. You know, just kind of tell them it's your body and you would like to help make some decisions in that regard. And would they be open to working with you? Because if you get real radical about your diet and you start eating very well and really start watching your lifestyle choices, that can play a big role in your overall health. And, you know, sometimes you may not need the medicine if they're just doing it for more precautionary. But again, you're going to have that talk with them and see what they say. But for the esophagus, here's the deal. If they'd done the EGD and there was no stricture and it looked completely fine, and they did a biopsy of the tissue and that came back clear, you know, there's no Barrett's esophagus, which can lead to potential cancer, then it has to be the result of the surgery where they did something that you don't know about, and sometimes that can happen. But you're getting a lot of pain in between your shoulder blades, right in the spine, right?
Yeah, right in between the shoulder blades.
Okay, well, here's some interesting news. The nerves that come out of the middle part of the area between the shoulder blades that you talk about, they innervate, and part of them innervate the esophagus. Now, remember, our body's made of three main areas.
the mental side, that's our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, the subconscious mind, and you've got the chemical side of our body, which we focus on quite a bit, and that's where medicine focuses a lot, and that is your body physiology, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of that works. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. And so many times we leave the structural side out and it plays a big role and we're all just scratching our heads and no one can figure it out when maybe you got an issue with T2, T3, T4 and in the thoracic spine, that's kind of your upper middle back, and or even down around T5, T6. And it could be affecting other organ systems because the nerves are like the power cords, they're like electric cords that go to the body and they can affect different organ systems in different areas. And so having someone evaluate that, I think, would be a smart move. And a good physician to go to would be an osteopathic physician. That's a DO. They look at these areas. Most of your MDs aren't going to look at that. Or a DC, which would be a chiropractic physician, they will look at that area as well and see if they can't, if there is an instability or dysfunction in that area, they will be sure to figure out a way to keep it at a peak level. So that might be something you want to look into. Seeing one of those doctors and having them do kind of their own evaluation of what's going on and see if they can't come up with a game plan or a battle plan of what could be causing it. And so, you know, there could be some form of spasm that's going on. So there could be some deficiencies that you have, like magnesium or potassium. So those are some things to look into, and blood work can determine that. So anyway, I would get some evaluation done to see if it's not structural. Because the constant pain between your shoulder blades, that leads me to think there is a nerve component that could be affecting it. Maybe that happened during surgery. Maybe not. But it's there, it sounds like. And the body's telling you something. That's where the symptoms come from. And so I would get that checked out, keep you posted. All right, thanks for being a great listener, and thanks for the call. It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person.
Designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding your medical condition.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-550-6612. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-550-6612. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-550-6612.